seeking the right transformational path to your destiny? Welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. You can find growth, personal strength, and discovery no matter where you are in life right now. Truly enlightened people follow a regimented course, and you can too. Starting now, here is Dr. Yomi Garnett.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. I've had a magnificent week, and I'm sure you've had a magnificent week also. Today is rather special because we have with us an equally special personality. And our distinguished special guest for today is Her Royal Highness, Princess Moradeng Ogunlanna. Princess Ogunlanna, welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Good morning, and I'm so happy to be here on your show.
Thank you so much. Now, the title for today's episode is Breaking the Glass Ceiling. And this episode was appropriately selected because our personality is a lady who has broken the glass ceiling. Now, just a short introduction to what today's show is all about. The past few years have witnessed a positive surge in the awareness of gender-sensitive issues all over the world. It is a welcome development that globally governments have seen fit to identify in the strongest possible terms with the political and economic emancipation of the feminine gender. Without an iota of doubt, women have indeed come of age. All over the world, women continue to prove their mettle in all fields of human endeavor. The time has come to celebrate these women and to celebrate their excellence by placing their virtues and achievements on a pedestal that is sufficiently conspicuous for emulation and as a veritable source of inspiration and motivation. Today's episode showcases how a determined woman can break the glass ceiling by dint of industry and sheer focus. Princess Moradeng Ogunlanna is President and Chief Executive Officer of Innovative Global Consulting LLC group of companies. Now, this company is into infrastructure, energy, business, and economic development, and it connects businesses in Africa to the rest of the world. She is also the founder, president, and chief executive of African Women's Health Project International, which is an international nonprofit organization that focuses on empowering women globally through access to healthcare, economic empowerment, trade associations, cultural development, and partnership. Your Royal Highness, welcome once again to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Thank you, sir.
Great. Now, your very rich pedigree is that of descent from one of the most revered, oldest, and most distinguished royal family lines in Lagos, Nigeria. Now, to what degree has your royal status contributed to your obvious determination to carve out a niche of success for yourself in a male-dominated world?
I would say that it's a pleasure to be on your show. Growing up in Lagos, Nigeria, as you can tell, the royal family of the Oba of Lagos and the other chiefs, they actually ruled the state and over 15 million people. Growing up, I was born in at the Iga. In Nigeria, you know, the palace is called Iga. And, of course, you know, I was born there briefly, and my father, being a policeman at that time, was actually going in different areas all over Nigeria. So we traveled quite a lot growing up. We were in Enugu during the Biafra, when the Biafra War started, and I thought after a while, my father had to be repatriated back to Lagos. But growing up, it's not all silver spoon like you would think. But but one thing that was a common denominator there was we had lots of love and a very, very close family. So growing up as a princess, I was not really I was told from beginning, you know, that, okay, I'm a princess, you know, you grow, your grandfather is, you see it in all things around you, but, you know, but you have a lot of discipline that's been instilled in you. Now, one of the things that really made me determined, or that actually opened my eyes to seeing that I can actually, I mean, I felt like I could actually do anything and I could actually break any kind of glass ceiling around me was, usually in Nigeria, they have the Eyo that usually, that's a festival that comes up usually when a very important monarchy has passed away. So they have the festival at the Eyo that actually comes around. And usually at that time, women are not allowed to actually come out to actually be part of the festivities. As a woman, if you come out, you will be beaten or things will happen to you. So you have to actually stay indoors and actually watch the masquerade and the festivals from, you know, from your windows. And I remember, you know, being a princess, that was when it was told to me that actually I could actually march with the masquerade down the street. And so usually I could actually go in the midst of the men and actually match with them, you know, and I'm actually protected. And knowing that, that had a very strong effect on me. And then knowing Christ and knowing that, you know, I'm a child of God, you know, it just really made it, it's still in me that there's no ceiling that, you know, that we can definitely break. And that's one of the things that I know that I want to pass on to my children. And I have three beautiful girls. So I definitely want to let them know that, you know, you cannot keep yourself in a box, that, you know, the sky is the beginning as opposed to being the end.
That's right. Your Royal Highness, thank you so much. Now, your pet project, which obviously forms the centerpiece of your activities, the African Women's Health Project International, AWHPI, of which you are president, founder, and CEO, it's one that is very dear to your heart. Now, what was the motivation for this initiative?
A lot of my motivation actually was an experience that I had back in 1997 when my grandmother passed away. Growing up in Nigeria and having been brought over here as a teenager by my father, Prince Richard Ogunlanna, in the 80s. When I came over to the United States, one of the things that was dear to my heart to do was to just show people my Africa, as I call it. You know, I wanted to show people the beauty of Africa, and as such, even when I enrolled at the university as a journalist, I was moved towards, you know, just really educating and just getting the information out there. So I spoke at a lot of schools, and you know, I would put on fashion shows. And so I was really showing the beauty of Africa. And so I had a lot of women, you know, I trained models and just really showing the beauty of Africa. Now, when my grandmother passed away in 1997, we went back home to do a final barrier, and my younger brother, who is a physician right here in U.S., and my older brother is also in the science field also too. He was a U.S. Military. We were home, and during after the repast, and we were at the beach. It was at that point, I think, done up in my heart, because as I was over there, because, you know, growing up, you know, we've enjoyed all this seclusion whereby, you know, we were shielded from a lot of things, but, you know, there's poverty out there, but, you know, just really, really more shielded. And so you don't really think about people, you know, outside of you. And then coming to U.S. and I'm portraying this beautiful Africa and the clothing or whatever. But when I was over there during the repast and we were at the beach, and I saw a young little boy that was about 9 years old, that was trying to gather some scattered food that were on the beach. It was trying to gather the food. It was gathering the food, eating the food from the sand, and even gathering some into his shirt. And he took the food, and I was so intrigued by that. He took the food, the ones that he had gathered from the floor, and he took it to a shelf, you know, ran away when he found out that, you know, when he saw that, you know, some of us are seeing him. So he ran to where his own mother was, and his mother was living like in a box. And she was by there. She had about six other children with her. They were all of them were ranging from 9 to 1. I mean, the 9-year-old being the oldest. And, you know, the food that the little boy brought was what they were going to eat for the day. And as I got closer to the woman, I was able to see that she had she was breastfeeding a child from one breast, and the other breast was gangrene. I mean, it was open sore gangrene. And she was sitting there. She was still feeding the child from one breast. That was, you can see that, you know, she doesn't have any nutrient at all in it. And so seeing that just, I mean, for the first time in my life, I just looked at her, and it's like my eyes was open then. And I knew that from that moment that we have to do something, especially when it comes to health, you know, and providing access for women and children, at least for women and children, you know, to just really providing access for them. Because this woman, obviously, she has 7 children. She's never been to the doctor, never been, she's had all of them all by the side there. She's never had a pap smear. Our situation was very, 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 very disastrous, of course, because you can see the gangrene, you know, she obviously had cancer in the breast. So when I came back over here, it became my mission to try to get needed medical supplies, medical help. And, you know, we came over here with my brother and some other friends that I had at that time. I launched this organization, the African Women's Help Within International. So that we can actually be able to...
Your Highness, we have to take a small break now.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Your Highness?
Yes, sir.
We have to take a small break now. When we come back, we'll continue along this vein.
Okay.
Okay.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
Want more positivity in your life? Are you ready to get healthy, happy, and energized? Join the Stella Donna Goddess Gals, Cynthia Bryan, and Heather Brittany for a power hour of stimulating, supportive conversation on Star Style, Be the Star You Are. A lineup of best-selling authors, celebrities, and experts. Join the effervescent mother-daughter dynamic duo in this upbeat, positive, life-changing talk radio playground. Star Style. Be the star you are. Wednesdays, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Lend us your ears. It's power time.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome to the second segment of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Don't forget that we have with us our distinguished special guest, Her Royal Highness, Princess Mora Deun Ogunlana, President, Founder, and Chief Executive Officer of African Women's Health Project International, which is headquartered in Little Rock, Arkansas. Your Royal Highness, now, the response and goodwill you have received from governments, individuals, and organizations, both within and outside the United States, has this justified the efforts you have deployed to the project, and what are the core objectives of AHWPI? Are you achieving them?
Yes, we are. We've received quite a lot of support. AHWPI, our work is focused on strengthening the capacity of women, you know, to actively participate in local and national development. Now, we do this by providing them more information on healthcare needs of women, by establishing scholarships, by training programs to provide the skills for women needed to succeed and to enter the new fields. And also, too, we have this entrepreneurial program to enable women to improve their lives and income and community as a whole. And, of course, you know, finally, by enhancing the educational opportunities for youth to ensure their more promising future for the next generation. We are a 501c3 organization and founded in 2003. And so far, we have quite a lot of partnership with a lot of, like the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Little Rock, the Center for Health and Healings in Little Rock. So quite a lot of organizations have come on board to actually partner with us, and we're looking for some more.
That's brilliant. That sounds really awesome and extraordinary. The one thing I can tell you right now at this point in this program is that I have studied in exhaustive detail the work you are doing, and I must commend you, I must congratulate you, Your Royal Highness. And one thing I can tell you is that a decision has been taken by Dream the Life, Live the Dream, this show, to go all out and continue to support AWHPI in whatever form that we can. This is what I wanted to let you know, and I wanted the whole world to know about it, because I am going to spearhead efforts through this show to have more and more people all over the world globally support AWHPI. Is that all right?
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless
God
you.
God bless you, beautiful princess. Now, you are one of the women in contemporary times who are blazing a trail that was hitherto the exclusive preserve of men. What has been your experience so far?
So far, I've watched many talented women, you know, struggle to advance, of course, beyond middle management and through the glass ceiling, so to speak. When you look at it, women hold over half of the professional jobs in the U.S., but we only make about 34% of the middle management. 14% of us are executive officers, and a mere 4% of CEO. Of course, early on, I knew I had to get to the next level, and I have to be ready to break the glass ceiling. And that is by, number one, I believe that, you know, we got to learn to see the big picture and develop great network and relationship with individuals all over, not just the people just in our circle. Of course, you know, we have to be able to, we have to be ready to take the initiative. And that is, we need to figure out what needs to be done and then make it happen. Be willing to take risk and risk often. That's one thing that's about me. And I think some of the people in Arkansas, if they were to call it now, one of the things they're going to say about me is that I'm very persevering. You know, the spirit of perseverance is on me. And I don't necessarily stay in the comfort zone, you know, because one of the things that I love to step out of the comfort zone. And, you know, of course, with it, you know, you're going to have some fails. And, you know, and we cannot be afraid of failure because, you know, failures happen all the time and it should not scare us. So we just have to just, you know, push through it. And, of course, we've got to definitely surround ourselves with like-minded people that are going in the same direction. That way, that is the key definitely there to success and to bring the, you know, to blazing a trail, you know.
Okay. Your Highness, thank you very much. At this stage, Your Highness, I'm going to expose you to a very unique feature of our program. You have a visitor. Someone is going to visit you for 4 minutes. She's going to be telling you about herself and the work she does. Her name is Narda Goodsin, former First Lady of an important town in Texas. Now, Narda Goodsin is here with us. Narda, can you come on here?
Good morning, I'm here.
Narda, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I am blessed and highly favored by God. It's a pleasure to be with you all here this morning. Thank you for having
me. Thank you, Narda. Thank you. Please introduce yourself to our distinguished special guest.
Well, good morning, Dr. Yami and Voice of America and Your Royal Highness. It is a pleasure to be here. My name is Narda Goodsin, and I'm calling in from the wonderful city of White Right, Texas. And I am so excited to just be here for this opportunity to speak with you all today.
Thank you. You are Chief Executive Officer of Narda Goodsin Ministries. What is the focus of your ministry?
Well, Dr. Yami, the focus of Narda Goodsin Ministries is to promote, to challenge and inspire our listeners and those we personally connect with to live a productive, empowering godly life and how to find a purpose through faith, hope, and God's Word. Our teachings and our productions do carry the hope of salvation through the power of Jesus Christ. You know, Daniel 12 and verse 3 says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." So we want people to know that the Father will never turn anyone away. No matter how far we've fallen or where we are in life, we can always find forgiveness through God's Son, Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Now, you only recently published your first book. It is titled, "Will the Real Me Stand Up?" Tell us about this wonderful book.
Well, this book, Dr. Yami, and it is, if your life ever struck 12, if you ever had a whirlwind of events shatter all your dreams, if you've watched your world and the hopes and everything that you held in your hands dissipate into thin air before your eyes, if the carpet was ever pulled from under your feet, then "Will the Real Me Please Stand Up?" is for you, because it is my true life story. The reader gets a front row seat that takes them on this wild journey into a world that is filled with love, betrayal, road rage, sin, faith, salvation, and a mistress. And Dr. Yami, that miss was stressed, by the way. But in the book, their supernatural dreams and visions are unveiled as I walk through what was the hardest and most trying time of my Christian journey. "Will the Real Me Please Stand Up?" is filled with tons of emotions. You're going to laugh sometimes, and sometimes you're going to cry. But it is a very powerful testimony of how God brought me through my journey when everything that I dreamed was taken away. I share with my readers my successes, my failures, my triumphs. I share my defeats as well. I take my reader by the hand and we journey together into my camouflaged, broken, secret life. Because even as a Christian woman, I had the mindset of fake it till I make it. And that is the Father's trust. You don't have to fake anything. I can heal and I can restore you. So with conclusion on that, Dr. Yami, I will say this. Those who throw you into the pit today will have to make an appointment to meet you into the palace tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Narda Goodsin. Thank you so much for this beautiful appearance, and I'm sure that Her Royal Highness Princess Murado Gulena is very much enriched by your visit to her on the show. Your Highness, what do you have to say?
Absolutely. It's such a pleasure to meet you, woman of God, and I really thank you for just those words. Now, just like you said, that's your story. That's my story also. So definitely a lot of, and a lot of women would definitely feel just like that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Nada. We are looking forward to one day in the near future where you will be our distinguished special guest. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Your Royal Highness, now, what words of advice can you offer today's young lady who sees you as a role model?
It's so inspiring to actually be called and to be seen in that light. Now, some of the things I would say is this to young lady, to my young ladies, my children, you know, and all the young ladies out there. One of the things is this: definitely you have to be true to yourself. You would never be fulfilled in your soul until you do what God has called you to do. Now, secondly, you need to, the kindest thing that you can do for people you care about is to become happy and a joyous person. And I can even see from the First Lady Nada, I can see from her exuberant spirit, you know, the way she was talking on the phone, that, you know, you can see that she has a joyous spirit about her. And you can't, because you can't give away something that you don't have. You can't make others happy if you are unhappy. So definitely, you definitely need to look in and definitely be, you know, get into that mode. And that is, you know, a positive mental attitude goes hand in hand with success in every area of our life. So if you're positive and you're creative and up to the degree which you can eliminate negative emotions all around you. I published an article called Turning Dreams, A Memoir for Success. And, you know, it has like this, these seven rules, you know, that are usually coupled for success. And it says, walk in your calling, that is, you know, being true to yourself. Confidence, you know, gain it and it practically carries you to your goals. Third, passion. You got to have passion, you know, into whatever it is that you, that God has called you into it. And of course, you have to have discipline. Those who have it, they live better. You've got to manage your time very well, and you've got to have character, because who you are determines what you become. And of course, communication, that's the right word, will translate into an incredible life for you.
Thank you so much, Your Highness. Now, Your Highness, you have another visitor, a distinguished lady called Tammy Collins McKee. I know you are familiar with her, and she's here to pass on a very important message to you. Tammy Collins McKee, welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. My name is Tammy Collins McKee, and I am the business manager to Dr. Yami Garnett. Thank you, Dr. Garnett. Truly, you are a brilliant talk show host. And I would like to say special thanks to Princess Moradiem Ogalana, Brandi Jackson, executive producer, Voice America Network, First Lady of White Right, Texas, Mrs. Norda Goodson. She has such a kind heart and a remarkable lady. And her husband, Honorable Mayor William Bill Goodson of White Right, Texas, and our beloved global listeners. Greetings to you, Your Royal Highness, Princess Moradiem Ogalana, Your erudite majesty, epitomized by your tireless humanitarian service to the poor and powerless, is deeply appreciated by us all. Your advocacy for the dismantling of poverty sets an example to the world of what is necessary for each of us as individuals to do as world-changing humanitarians. We commend and applaud what you have done and what you continue to do and your next level vision to enable those trapped in poverty to raise themselves through financial literacy to take the reins of their own destiny. May our God and Father ever give strength to your hands and bless you and yours forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Tammy, for that brilliant and exhilarating message.
My pleasure.
Now, we will, Your Highness, Just before we take another very quick break, we just spent 1 minute and I have to ask you to tell us about IGC. You are CEO at Innovative Global Consulting. Can you, in just 1 minute, tell us what this is all about?
Innovative Global Consulting is a company, it's a fresh infrastructure development company forging lasting relationship between, it started out actually forging relationship between the state of Arkansas and various African nations that are interested in doing businesses with companies in Arkansas. We deal in health policy matters, seminars, we do global health awareness, energy infrastructure, education, youth empowerment programs, economic development summit, corporate leadership training, and infrastructure development. Now, we are a consulting company and a consulting company or group of companies. That is, most of our consultants, they are CEOs of their own companies. So everybody comes under this umbrella to actually aid, to be able to provide services to aid local, national, and international governments in providing the, for the well-being of citizens and economy.
Thank you so much. That was a brilliant expose. Now we'll just take a very short break, and when we come back again, we'll be back to the beautiful, indomitable CEO of AWHPI, Her Royal Highness Princess Muradeo Ogbonlanu. Thank you.
Thank you.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
Think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome back to the last segment of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. We have a caller from Houston, Texas, and he'd like to say a very quick hello to Her Royal Highness, Princess Muradeo Ogbonlanu. Eugene, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Yomi, I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, Dr. Yomi, I would like to say good morning to you and Your Royal Highness and give you my superlative thanks for being inspired in heart and soul by your wonderful program this morning. Like to just say a simple word that is, I feel is consonant to what you've been speaking of. And that word is this, that what you've been sharing with the world, the global listeners, is a concept that is profoundly simple and simply profound. That being that for the human condition to be emancipated, it is first necessary to emancipate the human spirit. The human spirit can only be emancipated if the mind and heart of the human being is emancipated. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Your distinguished guest epitomizes that in a way that inspires me in ways that I've seldom been inspired by anyone. She has shown us that if the human individual, the 8.5 billion on this earth, would follow that example and emancipate their minds, emancipate their hearts, so that they can grow beyond any limits that are put upon them by people or circumstances, it will be possible to enrich themselves to such an extent that poverty of mind, poverty of spirit, poverty of condition will never affect them again. Godly wisdom being the ultimate power of freedom and not being able to bind anyone with Satan's chains anymore will be the ultimate world-changing event. That is what I would like to say and possibly get a consensual amen on that and let you and her know that you have my unqualified support as a global business developer in any area that God may grant me leave. I look forward to giving strength to your hands, and I pray forever that God will let your vision shine so that all can see it. Forever and ever, amen.
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 God bless
so
you, and I will
God
be with you. I look forward to seeing what God will do with all of our collective efforts. Have a
thank
wonderful
you very
day.
Much,
I
Eugene.
Know you will make it so.
Thank you so much, Eugene. And thank you, Eugene, for making the wonderful remarks you made. Incidentally, let me take this opportunity to announce to the world that Her Royal Highness Princess Moradia Ogulana has been appointed to the Board of Governors of the Global Institute for Human Excellence, where I am President and Chief Executive Officer.
Amen. God bless you all. Amen. That is wonderful.
Thank you so much. Now, Your Highness, the Global Council of Women for Development Project was only recently launched during the United Nations General Assembly in New York. You were part of it. Tell us about it.
Yes, I'm so honored to be part of these wonderful women. The Global Council of Women for Development is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, global dynamic networking think tank of group of high-level women leaders from across the globe with a clearly defined goal centered on developing their communities and fostering, of course, strong bilateral economic relationship between the economy, their communities, and the rest of the world. Now, we are the things that happened, you know, especially during the United Nations, because the organization is dedicated to providing women leaders globally, you know, from around the world with the resources they need and the relationship they need to produce breakthrough results in their communities. We had quite a lot of various United Nations VIP official diplomats, first lady were part of our program. We had people from all over that was right there to share their experiences about women's health and women's rights. And so usually when they go through that program like this, you know, we are called the councilwoman. And, you know, because, you know, once you've gone through the program, you're called the councilwoman. And this is very, very dear to my heart because I'm part of the Board of Governors for the Global Council of Women. And this ties in with being named the Ambassador of Culture, you know, uniting relationships, especially in culture, with U.S., China, and Africa. And we actually signed a Sino-African an agreement, an economic development agreement, which is one thing that is actually leading us now, where we're leading a trade and economic mission to from Nigeria. That's the first country that we're doing, from Nigeria to China, to Beijing, China, in May of 2015, this May. So we're getting ready for that and just really looking forward to working with this extraordinary group of women from all over the world. So the group that we have there, we have all countries around the world represented in the Global Council of Women.
Thank you so much, Your Highness. Now, you were also only recently inducted as an ambassador of culture. In real terms, what does this mean?
I was inducted as an ambassador of culture by the UCT International Cultural Development Center in New York. And this is in recognition for the work that I've done in promoting culture, around the world, and promoting health awareness, especially among the women of the world, and promoting peace, peace building, to make for a peaceful world and to make it a lasting legacy for our future generation. As an ambassador of culture, it provides a platform to achieve international cooperation that we need in solving international problems of an economic, social, cultural, and humanitarian character. And this gives me an opportunity to work on women and youth issues, which are things that are very, very dear to my heart.
Your Highness, you are a lady of many parts. That much has become quite obvious over the past 1 hour on this program. You are a trained journalist. You publish 2 magazines. Now, to what degree has a career in journalism complemented your other activities?
It has really complemented it greatly. As a matter of fact, I knew when I was young that I wanted to be in the media, to do mass communication. That's what we call it in Nigeria then. So when I got over here, it's something that's very dear to my heart that I've been doing. I'm very passionate about reading and writing. As a teenager, I was so consumed with reading and writing that I even read the dictionary cover to cover. So you can say definitely that this head of mine, I've seen a lot of words. But you can say that I've been praying for this for a long. And because I'm a journalist, I'm able to use this as a platform to actually be able to get the information out there. Being passionate about, especially in the advocacy area, because, when you look at the things that's happening, we have to give voice to the voiceless. And that's the way I look at it, giving voice to the voiceless, being a journalist helped me to do that, and it helped me to actually be able to know some of the buttons that I need to push to be able to get the words that I need to get out there.
Thank you so much. Now, Your Highness, you are currently recognized and listed, respectively, in the honors edition of the 2012/2013 Cambridge Who is Who amongst executives and professional women in the United States, and the 2013 Stanford Who's Who in Business in the U.S. Now, these are no mean achievements. Permit me to congratulate you. Now, how does it make you feel to be at the receiving end of such accolades?
I feel humbled. I feel great because as an international pioneer and leader, I'm so fortunate that I can continue to promote positive images of people, in undeserved communities, by developing just cross-cultural relationships with people, in education, in business, in media, and civic affairs throughout the world. I'm grateful to God Almighty, of course, definitely have that attitude of gratitude, because I believe that gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. So having an attitude of gratitude, is definitely things that's very big to me. And I thank God that they recognize it. But when I do it, it's just something that I just know that I have to do. That I feel, I don't definitely have to be recognized for it, but, I just feel very, very humbled and very, very privileged to be recognized for it, and I thank God for that.
Great. Your Royal Highness, your civic standing in Little Rock is both commendable and unassailable. What are the significant milestones in your contribution to that community?
Oh, Little Rock, Arkansas is my second home. I grew up there. I went to school in Little Rock, Arkansas. My friends, I mean, I was a teenager when I got into Little Rock, when I came here. And so Little Rock is my second home. And so the community is very, very warm, very, 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 you know, uprising. Now, I always say that Little Rock is one of those undiscovered, you know, you have a lot of great things coming out of Little Rock. So don't let the name, fool you. One of the things that people, they always say, well, you're Nigerian, why are you doing, what are you doing in Little Rock? Little Rock is second home to me. But I remember that in 85, when I first got over there, one of the things is that Little Rock has this old boy network whereby, you know, you can only get into certain places, you know, by being a certain color or by being a certain, you know, gender or what have you. So, but and one thing is, and I can proudly say that, you know, I was actually one of the first. I did a lot of firsts in Little Rock, and I thank God for that. I know it's not me. It's just the grace of God that's on my life. When I graduated from University of Little Rock in 91, I was trying to get into the TV show to actually work for the newspaper or the TV. One of the things, there was always this barrier about, oh, well, you know, you're not from here, you don't speak like the way the rest of us do, and you know, there's a lot of different barriers, but I just knew I just had to break that glass ceiling. So eventually I decided to now form my own company, and that's what I did, and I was one of the first that actually had a bonafide clothing boutique in the University Mall, which is a first. I was the first black person, the first African-American, you know, any which way you want to look at. I was the first black, my color, that actually had a store in there. So that's one of the first. I was one of the people that was instrumental in getting a Nigerian Day passed in the for the state of Arkansas. So I really thank God. But you know, it wasn't just me that did it. It was just because I had a great network of Little Rockians, the Arkansans that are my friends, that are my family, that, you know, we all band together, and we just knew that, you know, we just have to match on, and we were able to really achieve a lot of things, a lot of firsts, you know. I just really thank God for that. So it's because of the people that I was able to do a lot of the things, but, you know, but I know that ultimately it's the grace of God that really propelled me to be that. I was a chamber ambassador. At that time like this, the chamber ambassador, there was probably about one or two of us that was on that committee. And they were tasked with a lot of activities that they had to do. We were the one that actually hosted President Clinton during his first official visit back to the state of Arkansas, because, you know, he's from Arkansas. So we do know him. Everybody knows him. That's our bill. So, but, you know, we were actually charged with that, and I was one of the two that was actually on that board to do that. So I feel very fortunate and very privileged to be able to do that.
Thank you so much, Your Royal Highness. Well, every beautiful thing has to come to an end, and we have come to the end of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Listeners, do not forget that we had with us our distinguished special guest, Her Royal Highness Princess Mora Deun Ogunlanna, Chief Executive of AWHPI, beautiful and irrepressible princess from the largest black nation on earth, Nigeria in West Africa. Your Royal Highness, thank you so much for this brilliant and exhilarating episode. And just as I mentioned a few minutes ago, Dream the Life, Live the Dream is committing itself to support you on a very high pedestal on your project AWHPI in whatever way we can do so. Thank you so much. And I'm going to exit by saying a prayer for you. Your Royal Highness,
Yes, sir.
May the best you have ever seen up to now be the worst you will ever see. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you again for tuning us in this week. Please join Dr. Yomi Garnett next Thursday for another edition of Dream the Life, Live the Dream, Thursdays at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Find enlightenment this week, and we'll talk again in the next one.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.